With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of beautiful and inspiring listening. As we celebrate Mother's Day on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll feature music of a number of women composers, as well as women performers, and honor both Mary, Mother of Jesus, and Saint Cecilia, patron saint of music and musicians. Lovely works by Nadia Boulanger, Hildegard von Bingen, Eleanor Daly, and others. We'll begin with music by Fanny Mendelssohn, sister of Felix, who herself wrote more than 450 compositions, but due to social constraints of the time, only Opus 1, a collection of songs, was published in her lifetime, just a year before her death. We'll hear her prelude for organ in F major, performed by Brenda Lynn Leach on the organ of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Organist Brenda Lynn Leach played the Prelude for Organ in F Major by Fanny Mendelssohn on the organ of St. Stephen's Pro-Cathedral in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. One of Canada's leading female composers is Ruth Watson Henderson, who also collaborated for many years with Jean Ashworth Bartle and the Toronto Children's Choir. We'll hear her exuberant setting of words from Psalm 103 in Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Mary Huff leads the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir from New York. Bless the Lord, O My Soul, by Ruth Watson Henderson, was performed by the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir, led by Mary Huff. Michael Sheets accompanied. Countless settings of the Ave Maria have been composed over many centuries. One from our own time can be found in a lovely piece by Colin Mawby, who served for 20 years as Master of Music at Westminster Cathedral in London from 1961 to 1981, and who just passed away in November 2019. The University Singers from the University of St. Thomas in Houston are led by Brady Knapp. Ave Maria by Colin Mauby was sung by the University Singers of the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Brady Knapp conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An ancient text honoring Mary, Mother of Jesus, is found in the Alma Redemptoris Mater, Gracious Mother of the Redeemer. It's intended to be sung from Advent to the Feast of the Purification, and we'll hear a rich 8-part setting of it by Renaissance composer Peter Phillips. The Choir of Royal Holloway is led by Rupert Goff. Rupert Goff led the Choir of Royal Holloway in Alma Redemptoris Mater by Peter Phillips. Another text honoring the Virgin Mary is found in Ave Generosa, a text which was set to a moving chant by the medieval mystic Hildegard von Bingen, one of the first documented woman composers. Women of the Westminster Williamson Voices are led by James Jordan in this recording. Ave Generosa, a chant by Hildegard of Bingen, was sung by the women of the Westminster Williamson Voices. A powerful poem by Madeleine L'Engle, giving words to Mary, Mother of Jesus at the Crucifixion, was set by Daniel Gothrop in our next selection. The women of the Atlanta Master Chorale sing Mary Speaks, conducted by Eric Nelson.
With you.
Mary Speaks, a setting by Daniel Gothrop, of a poem by Madeline L'Engle. Eric Nelson led the women of the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eleanor Daly is an active church musician and composer in the Metro Toronto area and has written many fine choral works. Coming up, we'll hear her setting of a text from the Song of Solomon in her motet, Upon Your Heart. The full Atlanta Master Chorale sings under the direction of Eric Nelson. The Atlanta Master Chorale sang Upon Your Heart by Canadian composer Eleanor Daly. Eric Nelson conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most influential people on 20th century music of any gender was most certainly Nadia Boulanger, teacher of many of the most well-known American composers and performers of the past century. She herself was a composer, and we'll hear a brief piece for organ next. From Three Pieces for Organ or Harmonium, we'll listen to the third, a gentle piece entitled Improvisation. Renee Ann Luprette plays the organ at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York. Improvisation, the third of three pieces for organ or harmonium by legendary French pedagogue Nadia Boulanger. René Anne Loupret played the Mander organ at the Church of St. Ignatius Loyola in New York. Philip Stopford composed his setting of Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail Queen of Heaven, in 2010 for the Elysian Singers of London as they were preparing to sing a morning Eucharist at Salisbury Cathedral, which is dedicated to the Mother of Jesus. The rich harmonies and slow-moving sonorities perfectly fit the acoustic of that space, and we'll hear the Truro Cathedral Choir led by Christopher Gray in this performance.
Thank you.
The Houston Children's Chorus sang the familiar arrangement by Charles Gounod of Ave Maria, based on the first prelude from J.S. Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier. Stephen Roddy directed. Earlier, we heard the Truro Cathedral Choir sing Ave Regina Caelorum by Philip Stopford. Christopher Gray conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. More music from the Truro Cathedral Choir is coming up in a pair of evening canticles written for them, including Mary's song, the Magnificat, paired with a setting of the Nunc Dimittis. Gabriel Jackson wrote these settings in 2001 in a very straightforward and simple style, with single-line melodies, essentially decorated chant, alternating with four-part chordal verses. Christopher Gray leads the Truro Cathedral Choir.
Thank you.
The Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis from the Truro Service by Gabriel Jackson. Christopher Gray led the Truro Cathedral Choir. Benjamin Britten composed a number of choral hymns, none of which were intended for congregational use, but are based on hymn-like texts. We'll listen to perhaps Britten's most famous hymn, written between 1940 and 1942. The Hymn to St. Cecilia honors the patron saint of musicians and was the result of a brilliant collaboration between Britten and poet W.H. Auden. We'll listen to a performance by the Finzi Singers directed by Paul Spicer. Music of Benjamin Britten on With Heart and Voice.
I'm gonna die.
Hymn to St. Cecilia by Benjamin Britten was performed by the Finzi Singers, directed by Paul Spicer. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music for celebrating Mother's Day, featuring music of a number of women composers, women performers, and honoring both Mary, Mother of Jesus, and Saint Cecilia. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.